Hi, I'm Dr. Safaya, a medical doctor who doubles as an email marketing expert. In here, I take you behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. You get to see what these amazing individuals have tried that worked and didn't work in email marketing. If you've been curious and like me, you want to know what other people out there are really doing in email marketing, then join me as I go behind the scenes.
Hi, Dr. Safaya here, and today's episode, I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of an unpopular email marketing software that actually works. And this is after I have tried 20 plus email marketing softwares, including your popular Kit, MailerLite, MailChimp, Klaviyo, OmniSend, Brevo, and you can name them. I have used multiple email softwares over my time as an email marketer, from e-commerce to SaaS to online business owners. I have tried as many softwares as you can think of: Aweber, Flowdesk, Groundhog. Oh my God, I've used a number of email softwares. GetResponse, I've used that too. Sender, Salesy, I've tried that as well. MailChimp, yep, I've used that software. Some of these softwares, you may never even have heard of them, but I have tried them out. So today we're just going to be having an honest conversation, because everybody is wondering, what email marketing tool should I use? Different email marketing tools have their pros and cons, pluses, negatives, and it's good, it's fine, it's all part of the business. So I want to take you behind this unpopular email marketing software, because it works, because it has a lot of amazing features that people don't even know exist. And so I'm taking you behind the scenes. Come join me. Now, I started my email marketing journey some time back. Before 2020, I used to send out faith-based emails, but I never counted it as email marketing. Then I was running my online cake business. It was thriving. Me and my friend were doing this baking business together, and it was good. Like, we had the customers from in and around our local area. We were doing the cakes. We were doing the surprise packages, and I loved it. And then 2020, COVID happened, and everything came to a standstill, to a halt. We were locked in. We couldn't, you know, go about a business and life as we used to. And that was the year I was supposed to graduate medical school as well. Yes, I was running my online cake business while as a medical student with my friend, who was also a medical student. Those days were good. They were good. Our room always scented of cake, because I could tell you a lot of cake stories, but let's not go there. Once we were baking, everybody would come around, because the scent would just spread around the area. So yeah, we were baking from home. So we had this COVID thing that happened, which a lot of us are familiar with. And during that period, we couldn't go out. We realized that people really wanted sweets. People really wanted to be able to enjoy themselves and all of that. So we decided to do this online class, the Bake at Home series. It was a huge hit. It was a success. We taught them from banana bread to your regular bread to cake to puff puff, you know, and stuff like that. And during that class, I created this ebook, and one of the students was like, "Oh, how did you do this thing?" You know, and we had a lot of commendation for it. And so I decided to talk about how to do it and teach about how to do it. And that was what led me really into email marketing, right? I was trying to work this system that they said could help you sell things. So I had turned that knowledge of how I did the ebook into like a mini course, and I wanted to sell it to people. And so I started doing all the email marketing things. And that was what led me really to try out all the different softwares. I remember opening an account with MailChimp, trying it out and feeling like maybe I didn't have all I needed. So then I did a Webber, then I saw this other account, then I'm like, oh, there's Flowdesk, and then I tried that out too. Then I moved to ConvertKit, then I tried GetResponse. All of it was in exploration to find something that really worked for me. And I didn't want things that were, I wanted more. I really wanted more. Now, some of the software that I've used, in all honesty, for example, Customer.io, right, were because of the clients I had to serve, not just my exploration journey. So the clients I had to serve also led me down that path of using all those different softwares. So I tried out so many softwares. I had paid, I'm talking about trying up to paying subscriptions on a month-to-month, right, for all of these softwares. And eventually, I found this unpopular software. Nobody was really talking about it. All the people I follow have particular softwares that they use, which are good in all honesty, but nobody was talking about this software. It was affordable. It had a good free plan. It had behavioral automations. The automation system is powerful. And it had some, you know, really sleek integrations. But I have to say, it did have a learning curve. So it may feel overwhelming because they do offer an all-in-one system, which is a lot of things. And then it may feel overwhelming because the tech is not really entry level, but it's really good and their customer support is amazing. So let me tell you about this software that I've been using now for a while and the things that I have used it to do. Just recently, I set up an automation with it. Now, I've been setting up automation, but this one was different. Why? Because all I needed to do was integrate my Google Workspace with it. So connect my Google account and then connect my Google Sheets. So when someone fills my Google form and it's connected to a sheet, it will automatically trigger the automation. So if I wanted to do a Google form to be able to get even more data, I could use that on my landing page. And then when somebody filled it out, it will trigger the automation to run. And I think that that thing is cool because it just makes life easy for me. So if I wanted to use the Google form alone, I could and have the automation go out. If I wanted to set up my landing page, which is what I did, create the Google form, I did that. And so when people signed up for my event, they started getting the event onboarding emails. And that was just dope. Now, they have similar for your Google appointment scheduling tool and then other tools as well. But I really, really love this one. Now, another feature that I've been using recently is the Resend to Unopens, the A-B testing and segmentation. So it allows me to create segments down to the nitty-gritty. So I'm not talking about segments of all the people who opened my email in the past 5 days. No, I'm talking about all the people who opened my email, clicked this particular link, did XYZ action. So I'm putting multiple things together to be able to create like a stacked segmentation that is deep so that I can filter those people. And it allows me to do this so that if I can easily send the right message to the right people at the right time. Do you understand? So instead of just, so I've used tools and the segmentation is not deep in the sense that it allows you to do some things, but there are times where you want to combine things around dates, around events. So events in terms of opening, clicks, rates, did not read, that kind of thing. And you want to tie it in with a time frame and you want to tie it in with how long the person has been on your email list. I'm an email marketer, so yes, I do things like that sometimes, right? To be able to pick out a particular segment for a particular messaging, and it allows me to do that easily. Now, I really like the Resend to Unopens feature, which is where when I'm setting up my email, I can set it that after 24 hours, all the people who didn't open should be sent the email with a new subject line. Now, I've seen this boost my open rates, because some people may have missed it the first time and then they get it the next time. So that's why I really like this particular feature. Now, this software is an all-in-one software, which means that it can allow you set up your calls, it can allow you do your CRM pipeline, it has SMS marketing added to it. It also has chatbots, but the only thing I use it for really is the email marketing and automation system. But it has all these other things that are added to it. Now, I think another thing I really love are the integrations. It has a lot of powerful integrations that would help me connect directly to the software without having to use tools like Zapier, which will save me like the extra cost. So I can connect to, especially like my Google Workspace, which is one that I particularly love. You can connect to like your Calendly and other tools that you're using. So say someone books a call through Calendly or through my appointment scheduling tool, right? Which is the Google appointment scheduling tool. I can connect that so that when they book a call, they can get put into an automated process, which I think is really neat. Now, if you're Nigerian or you're in Nigeria or you plan to pay in Naira, this is, I think, the only software I've experienced so far that allows you pay in your local currency. So you can pay in dollars, you can pay in Naira. So instead of paying in dollars, I can use the integration that they've provided to be able to pay for this software in my local currency. And that is a big plus for me because then I don't need to keep, some of the challenges we face when it comes to international payments from our local area sometimes. And so I'm able to just overcome that. Now it integrates easily and nicely with my website, which is hosted on WordPress, right? And I think that that is also a very good plus. So you see that there are a lot of integrations, there are a lot of segmentations. The automation feature, I think that's one of my favorite features. I personally hate when automation features are not flexible because I want to start my automation and sometimes I want to do two parts and I want to do like an A part and a B part. So if you did this action, come down A. So for example, I was setting up this automation for a client and we're supposed to do this thing where if you didn't click the link in the very first email in the welcome sequence, you'll be sent another email to remind you that you haven't downloaded that thing yet. Now, for that particular software, when I do the A part for those who clicked the link to receive the other emails and the B part, I couldn't connect the B parts to like the next point in the A part. So I had to build out the same sequence on the A part and the B part. But with SendPulse, when I do, people who didn't click this link after 4 hours, send them this email. Then people who clicked this link after 1 day, send them this email. That's email two. Then after another 1 day, send them email three. I can connect the email on the B part for the people who didn't click to the email three on the A part. And then the sequence just continues like that, instead of having to build out two separate sequences. So I love their visual automation builder. It is really visual in the sense that it's like building out a mind map. And I'm a very visual person. I love mind maps, by the way. So it's like building out the mind map. You can just pull, like the points from here to here, connect this part, connect this part. So it's very flexible. And I don't know how many softwares give us that flexibility. Not much, because I've experienced a lot. But that's one thing that I seriously and really advocate for, because it makes it easier for you to use one automation to be able to, when I say one stool to kill two beds kind of thing, but you're using one automation and you're able to do multiple things within that automation without having to say, I will build another automation for this and I will build another automation for this. I can do everything and do it easily in that one part. And so that's something I really like. Now, this software is really good, but then again, it's not perfect. So I'll still talk of some of the things that I consider the downside. Now, this software also does email verification, which is where it helps you check the emails, the subscribers you have, if their email addresses are valid. Now, sometimes people fill out their email address and then they make a mistake. So maybe instead of Gmail, they put Gnail, or instead of They add like an extra letter, an extra character, and it can be really frustrating because they will never receive your emails and they will not know that they put the wrong address, except maybe they were expected to receive an email they didn't and then they go sign up again. Do you understand? So, because of that, this software has like email verification that I find useful because it helps me check my email addresses when I want to see if there are any ones that I need to sieve out based on some of these factors that I have talked about. It also gives me analytics that I love. Now, when it comes to analytics, I love to go deep on the data. So I want to know not just the links people are clicking, but I want to see like a heat map or a click map for the links. So it's showing you how many people clicked this link. You're seeing the items by it. So, some softwares will just give you the total clicks and all of that. But this one is showing you down to the percentage for all the different links. And you can see it visually on the email. So it gives you like a picture of the email itself that you sent out. And then with that email, you then get to see the different links that people clicked and how they clicked it, how they interacted with it. And that I need to give them a plus for that because that visual map goes a long way to help you understand the links that are moving the needle and those that aren't. For example, if you do a newsletter style or maybe you were testing out something, right? You can see opens by locations in your statistics. They have this pie chart kind of thing that allows you see the opens and the clicks. Then they also have like a graph. Remember I say I'm a visual person, so you see it works for me. Then they have opens by location, which is really good. So you get to see like a world map actually with where the people are opening from alongside the countries by the side. Then they have this click map, which is the thing that I really love because when I see the click map, I see the email I sent out. So it shows me the email I sent out. And then in the email I sent out, it shows me, oh, how many people clicked this link when it like clicked the link based on where it's located. So maybe the link that is in the middle of the email, I can see how many people clicked on it. You'll just see like a number by the link. The link that is at the bottom, I can see how many people clicked on it. And then it now gives me a summary for each of the URL, total clicks and unique clicks. And then I can export this data as well. Now, this is really useful, like I said, if you have like multiple links and you want to see. Of course, it gives you like the devices that people are viewing from, the browsers, and then error statistics in terms of if there were bounces, and the reason for the bounce to the best of its ability. Now, I'm big on data, so I really like this. Now, the place I would like them to improve when it comes to statistics is the overall statistics, not statistics per email. Because with the overall statistics, one of the things I would really love to see would be comparison charts. Now, that's one thing that MailChimp does very well. You have different comparison charts. So you have like this overview for all the different data, and you can set up charts to view this against this and all of that. And the report is very detailed. So yes, they give me overall statistics, open rates by weekdays, open rates by hour. So I can see like the days that are performing well when I've sent emails over time and the times that performed well as well. So they give me that, but they do it in a bit of what I say. So you can see that data for like the last 7 days or more, depending on how you set your timeline. Then they allow you compare campaigns based on opens, clicks, unsubscribes, errors, that kind of thing. But you can only compare 4 campaigns at the same time. So that's where I see like some limitation there. So if these statistics, maybe because they're giving you such a deep statistics in the individual emails, but I would love to see a table that has the different emails and what it is that happened over time. And then you can do that based on custom timelines so that the statistics goes deeper. Now, I told you that these people do SMS. So you can do SMS campaigns, you can do Viber campaigns. I've tried out your SMS, but not Viber or any of those things. You can build WhatsApp and Telegram chatbots, but then I'm deviating. You can set up your pop-ups, by the way, your embed form, your pop-up form. You can build your landing pages. and all of that. They also do push notifications, SMTP courses, and CRM. That's why I said it's an all-in-one platform. The major thing I use is the email marketing platform. And it also has like transactional emails, which I don't really use. Now, they have an academy. Remember I said that it requires a learning curve. So they actually have an academy that has lessons that you can follow and a community with a community manager that you can easily reach out to. The other thing they have in terms of support is their live chat. Now, they are really prompt. I think that hardly a time has gone by where I send a message and I don't get a response within like 5 minutes. Do you understand? For some other platforms, you wait, they're out of office, they're not out of office. But these people understand that they have a global audience. And so at any time, I reach out to them. Sometimes it's really late in the night because that's when I'm working, early hours of the morning or later. I have always experienced prompt feedback and response. And then if I need to be put on hold, they will send a follow-up, which I'll get in my email, and I can respond from there. So I find that really flexible and helpful for me in everything that I do. Because when I'm stuck, I know that help is just around the corner. Okay, so I really love their support. Their support is swift. Now, when it comes to your subscribers and your mailing list, they do this thing where they actually create some native segments for you. So without even you putting in effort, they already create segments for you to see your inactive subscribers, right? And so you can see not just their inactivity, you can see their engagement level in terms of like stars. So you see, okay, this person has not really engaged, this person has not been active. So they create that native segment for you. They also have other segments like the active segment as well, which you can see under the mailing list that you have. So when you go to your mailing list, you can see those little segments that have been pre-created for you, right? And I think that that is really great. Now you can, so this is your pre-built segments. That's actually the proper word. Pre-built segments will show you your active subscribers, your inactive subscribers, and then new subscribers. So new subscribers are those that added in less than 30 days ago. Active subscribers have opened one or more emails within the last 3 months, and inactive have not opened any emails sent within the last 3 months. This helps you easily set up like your re-engagement campaigns and all of that, because it has already pre-built the segment. So you don't even need to start, you know, doing the filters for those segments. Then you can create more segments for yourself. So you can create your own active segment based on your own criteria. You can also create your segment based on like engagement rating. So I told you they do this star rating, which is like 2-star, 3-star, 5-star, that kind of thing. And I really like it. Okay. So you have all of that data. Then they give you a statistics for each of your email lists. So you see statistics like, in the back end of your software under the mailing list part, like your total emails, your active emails, people who have unsubscribed for emails, email addresses that are temporarily unavailable, people you can't send emails to. So you see a lot of things. Then people who have requested for you to delete their personal data and phone numbers, right? So you can just go here and they have this summary for you, making life really easy because you understand the ins and outs of email marketing and the things that you need to know and know quickly, right? So that is something that I also really love. Now, when it comes to like email templates, you can actually build your and design your emails. It may not be as simple as in like a Flowdex, right? Or a ConvertKit, but you can build and design the email templates to how it is that you want it to be. So I've seen a lot of positives. So let's look at the negatives. The email templates flexibility can be improved on in terms of being able to build beautiful emails. Like I said, you can build them, but it's not as easy, right? That's one. The flexibility of the pop-up forms. It's not as easy. So, for example, I've used MailerLite to build pop-up forms. It feels really simple and easy to do, but with this, it requires some effort. And if you don't have that skill, you may struggle with ensuring that when people sign up, the data actually gets passed. Do you understand? So you have to do a number of things. So it is not as simple as in other platforms. Now, the overwhelm, because it offers a lot of things, you may come in and see so many options. But I tell people, go to where you can send emails, go to your automations, go to your pop-up forms. Those are the three places you need to start with. I've already talked about the statistics that it could be better, the overall statistics. They are doing really well for the individual email statistics, but the overall statistics now can be better. Do you understand? Then when it comes to the emails, I really love what it is they have ongoing with their emails, being able to resend, being able to schedule the A/B testing and all of that. But the email builder can be more friendly and more flexible in terms of font, in terms of being able to drag and drop. So it's a drag and drop builder, which makes it easy, right? But it can be more flexible. So I use it, it works. I recently even redesigned my email template to this really new one that I'm loving, right? But it can be better. Okay, so those are some of the things that I think that they can improve on. And those are some of the features that I use that I really, really love. Now, if you want to try out this software I've been talking about, it's called SendPulse. And SendPulse has a free trial that allows you up to 500 subscribers and 15,000 emails on that free plan, right? And you can also set up your automation and I think one landing page, one website on that free plan. With the paid plan, it is affordable. It has various tiers. All right, so when it comes to pricing, for the pricing for email specifically, it has a subscription and the pay-as-you-go. I use the subscription plan and I am on the pro plan. So there's the free, standard, pro, and enterprise. I use the pro plan because the tag option, being able to tag my subscribers, is not included in the standard plan. That's the major reason why I use the pro plan, because I want to be able to tag people and start some automations based on tags. Now, they also have like extra plans and things. You can pay monthly, you can pay 6 monthly, you can pay 1 year. I love that flexibility. Currently, I'm on the monthly payments and may move to the 6 monthly or the 1 year payments for the email software. So if you want to try out this software, I've dropped my referral link in the show notes of this particular episode. Go explore it. It allows you to explore the software, see how it works, see what happens, and then you can decide if you want to go forward with it or not. If you have any questions, reach out to me through any of my social platforms in the show notes, or go ahead and drop a comment in this particular episode and I'll respond to you. This software has saved me a ton in terms of having to integrate multiple tools, in terms of pricing, and in terms of the kind of work that I needed to do. So my behavioral automations are important to me. Being able to pay my local currency is important to me. Being able to integrate with my Google Workspace is really important to me, and with the tools that I use regularly. And those are some of the things beyond sending out emails. They have good deliverability, by the way. Sending out emails, deliverability, and the functionality that I looked out for. Those were some of the extra things that they came with that I really love. So you may not hear a lot of people talk about SendPulse. However, you can try it out and decide for yourself. Like I said, it may be overwhelming at first, so don't allow that, stop you from proceeding. I know some people love really simple things, and this may not be for you in all honesty. But if you're willing to explore and find a tool that you can learn to navigate and get the results that you want, then come join me in SendPulse. Okay? So all the links would be free, would be with you for you in the show notes. Till next time. This is Email Marketing Experiments, and this is Dr. Sophia, email marketing strategist and educator. And I'm committed to making email marketing simple and profitable just for you.